You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is David Drucker, senior staff writer for Roll Call Newspaper. He joins us to talk about the latest chapter, a book we thought was over, on the Illinois Senate seat scandal. Of course, Roland Burris was named by now former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to fill the seat of Barack Obama. Burris testified before the Illinois State Legislature that there had been no quid pro quo. But now there's some more details that he's admitting to, and both the Washington Post and Chicago Tribune are calling for his resignation. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
So how much pressure is on Roland Burris right now, and what do most folks suggest are going to happen here?
Well, you know, the interesting question about whether there's pressure on him or not, I think gets down to exactly how he feels about this situation. He has sort of been able to float above all of this stuff from the moment he was announced as the appointee until he was sworn in, as though it really didn't matter who the governor was at the time and what he'd been involved in. And, you know, hey, I'm just a good guy and somebody needed to take the job and no big deal. I know this sounds a little, you know, counterintuitive, but I tend to think that Roland Burris honestly doesn't think too much about this. If he had, I don't know that he ever would have accepted the appointment from a disgraced governor, now former governor, when he did. As far as what happens from here, I'm not yet convinced that the Senate is actually going to end up doing much about this. Now, they very well could, and I'm not saying that it would be a shock if they did, but Senate ethics investigations are sort of a very nebulous sort of thing. The committee has already announced that they're opening an inquiry, but this is a very wishy-washy sort of way of saying, well, we're taking a look at this. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily a full-blown investigation. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, who's, of course, the Democratic leader, has said that he supports Roland Burris's support for an investigation. And until I see people like Reid and Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin, who's Burris's seatmate from Illinois, and other Democratic leaders begin to call for this guy's head, even subtly, I'm not convinced that anything much is going to happen. Now, I will say, if there ends up being a federal or any kind of law enforcement investigation, that clearly can cause problems for Senator Burris and could encourage Democrats in the Senate to come after him. But again, we've got to see if that happens. And of course, any federal or any type of law enforcement investigation will then, of course, stall any Senate ethics investigation.
We're talking with David Drucker of Roll Call. And David, there are a couple of things that clearly have changed for Roland Burris. Number one, even though Blagojevich was heavily tainted, it seemed that Burris had no communication that talked about raising money or giving money to any sort of Blagojevich campaign. That's clearly changed. On the scandal front and how much pressure there might be on Burris, it's both now Republicans and Democrats, at least in Illinois, that want a whole lot more answers on this. So when will we possibly see Burris have to step up and address this stuff?
Well, he's been addressing this, and he's constantly said that, yes, of course, as it turns out, the governor asked me to raise money. I made an attempt, wasn't able to raise any money, but hey, I didn't do anything wrong. An issue here is not what the senator attempted to do or not in terms of raising funds for Rod Blagojevich. It's that he had suggested or told a state legislative panel that the governor didn't ask anything from him and he didn't do anything for the governor in order to get this seat. And now it's suggested that, in fact, the governor did ask him to do things. But, you know, they have to kind of find and prove that it was a quid pro quo and that Roland Burris was doing this in order to secure the appointment. And common sense, you know, suggests to people that, well, that obviously must have been part of it. But common sense and proving something legally are two different issues. And so I think that kind of will end up being the central question. Did you do this in exchange for the appointment or not?
Does this essentially sink any hopes of Roland Burris actually winning the seat outright in 2 years?
That, I think, is true. And I think that it will encourage a Democratic primary opponent if Roland Burris were to declare that he wanted to stand for election. I think now that despite the fact that he is the only African American in the U.S. Senate, and, you know, despite the fact that he's now the sitting senator, that this problem will take away any hesitation anybody would have in terms of running against him from his own party.
And so we'll see what happens as that race gets going, probably sooner than we can even imagine. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
David Drucker is a senior staff writer for Roll Call Newspaper. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to check out the best of Dateline Washington online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.